Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast, the Dally M Medal for 2022. It has just wrapped up, so we'll give our live reaction to all that occurred. Nicho Hynes taking home the top gong, and what a class act he was. His thank you speech and everything. Oh, also won the Proven Summons Medal, like probably the two biggest awards of the night to take them both home. Credit to Nicho Hynes. You might remember some dickhead on a podcast questioning if the Sharks had what it took to be successful this year because I thought they were lacking a halfback. Good God, what a shocker that was, and it was pretty evident by about round 8 or round 9 that was a shocking call. But for Nicho Hynes to do what he's done, he had 38 Dally M points tonight. That is the most ever by an individual. That is simply incredible. 38 Dally M points. Now, it should be noted that he actually beat the record that was held by Jonathan Thurston. So in 2007, Jonathan Thurston, he got 36 Dally M points, which was an unbelievable effort to score. That many points is simply incredible. And last year, we saw Tommy Turbo. He scored 35. That was the third most of all time. So now Nicho Hynes owns that record. It should just be noted, and I always think this is the craziest fucking stat of all time, and I feel so sorry for him. It's not even funny. But in 2007, when Jonathan Thurston won his Dally M with 36 points, that was the highest of all time at that point. The second highest was 35 points by Robbie Farah. That was in the same season in 2007. So very, very unlucky for Robbie Farah that he holds a record for the third highest Dally M points in a season, only to be bested by the guy who has the second highest record in the same year. So incredible stuff there. I do always feel really sorry for Robbie Farah, and I feel like it's never spoken about enough. But once again, just shows how crazy it was for Tommy Turbo in 16 games last year to score that many points. Fucking incredible. But the night is about Nicho Hynes, an incredible performance. Now, I want you to think about it like this. 38 Dally M points Nicho Hynes collected this year. He played 25 games. So that means that every single time he stepped on the field, he collected 1.5 Dally M points. Just over 1.5. 1.52 Dally M points every single time he stepped on the field, Nicho Hynes. Fucking incredible. And I heard a lot of you in the preseason, hey, he played halfback when he was a teenager. He played halfback in Toyota Cup. I don't give a shit. Doing it in first grade in the NRL a few years down the track is completely different. It's not a like for like. You're comparing apples and oranges. So for him to come in and do what he's done this year, for him to be relevant and successful, simply incredible. For him to be the best player in the game, unbelievable. So impressed with Nicho Hynes and so impressed with the character he is. He thanked his old club, for fuck's sake. And he even apologized for doing it before he did it because everyone thought he was a bit of a weirdo. Like, just incredible stuff. The way he is just such a great character. He's so good for our game. He collected the Proven Summons Medal as well for his fantastic interview that he did after the passing of Paul Green. I really do think Nicho Hynes is going to be a special guy in our game. He's obviously incredibly talented, but just the sort of personality he is, what he's been through and how he's come out the other side. He even gave, you know, a little pat on the back to all players in reserve grade at the moment saying, and I was there a couple of years ago. Keep your head down, work harder, and you'll be here one day as well. He is such an inspirational story, Nicho Hynes. He's got a Dally M medal, and he holds the record for most Dally M points in a season. He's played 61 games of first grade. 61, and the vast majority of them he spent coming off the bench down at the Melbourne Storm. It's crazy. He played one game in 2019. He played 11 in 2020. Then last year in 2021, he played 24 games. Yeah, he is such an incredible talent, Nicho Hynes. And what he's achieved in such a short amount of time is unbelievable. I cannot wait to watch his career unfold. It is going to be something seriously special. So congratulations to Nicho Hynes. Mate, shout out as well, James Tedesco. It turns out that Nicho Hynes won it by so much that it was a bit hard for Teddy to get overly close to him. But wow, what an effort by Teddy. I thought it was going to be Nicho Hynes and Ben Hunt and no one else would get close to them. For Teddy to get as close as he did is simply incredible. I mean, I honestly didn't even consider Teddy. I thought he might sneak into the top five, six or so, but he scored 33 points. 33 Dally M points, Teddy, and I didn't even consider this to be a fantastic season from him. So he fell five short of the greatest ever. If you go and have a look through the history of the Dally M medal, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm telling you right now, he would have won it in a number of other seasons. Yeah, just incredible to score that many points is insane. Let's have a quick look through the last few seasons. So last year he wouldn't have won it because obviously Tommy Turbo scored so many points, but let's have a look at the last few years. I'm just typing them up as we go, so apologies with me, guys. Just bear with me as we go through this. But in 2020, Jack Whiten was the winner. He won it with 26 points. Jack Whiten won it in 2020 with 26 points. James Tedesco scored 7 more points than Jack Whiten did that year to come second this year. When Teddy won it in 2019, he scored 34 points. The next best was Cameron Smith on 31. So the only person that would have beaten himself in 2019 based on the points he got this year was himself because he got 34. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck got it in 2018 with 29 Dally M points. Cameron Smith got it in 2017 with 33 Dally M points. 2016, Cooper Cronk and Jason Taumalolo shared it with 26 Dally M points. 2015, Jonathan Thurston won it with 32 points. 2014, Jonathan Thurston also won it with 32 points. Cooper Cronk won it in 2013 with 28 points. Ben Barber won it in 2012 with 32 points. I mean, Billy Slater won it in 2011 with 29 points. James Tedesco has pretty much done enough to win a Dally M medal every single season except for the one he's won it in. I mean, unbelievable stuff. 33 Dally M points. Same as Ben Hunt, 32 Dally M points. He would have won it on a number of other years throughout the last decade or so. So incredible stuff. You could argue very unlucky for James Tedesco that he came along in the year where Nicho Hynes breaks the record. Fucking unbelievable. That puts Teddy in a similar to the situation that Robbie Farah found himself in. That means he's, what, the fifth most points, most Dally M points ever scored in a season and didn't win a Dally M. Unbelievable. And to think 2 years ago when he won it in 2019, 3 years ago, whatever that was, the only person that would have scored more points than him, than what he scored this year back then, was himself because he got 34. Fucking incredible from James Tedesco. He's an absolute freak. Shout out to Benny Hunt, 32 Dally M points. He was sensational. Scotty Drinkwater, 23. There was a big gap from third to fourth. And then Dylan Edwards with 23 Dally M points. An incredible night. So many fantastic things to come out of it. Coach of the Year, Toddy Payton. How good is that? We love seeing that. I thought he was very well deserved of that. I thought he speech was incredible. Probably went a little bit too long for my liking, but I love how he just would not leave anyone out of that. I absolutely love that from the great Toddy Payton. So congratulations to him. What a story it is for him to come out here and win Coach of the Year despite, you know, everything that was stacked against him at the start of the year. Incredible stuff. I'm so, so impressed with what he has achieved. We'll go through the Rookie of the Year was also Jeremiah Nanai. Congratulations to him. A champion effort there. Obviously played Origin this year. And was great in first grade, scoring a stack of tries. You could tell how nervous he was doing his speech. I thought he handled it very, very well, though. So congratulations to him. The girls, wow. Some big achievements there. I noticed that the Roosters, they had both centres in their team. Pretty incredible there. Isabel Kelly, Jess Surges. You obviously had McGregor, who took it out from the Sydney Roosters as well. I actually didn't realise that her story went that she didn't have a contract at the start of the year and the Roosters gave her a chance and she's come back and won the Dally M medal. Simply incredible. Just on the Roosters as well, Johnny Strange, he won the Coach of the Year in the NRLW. Great to see his young bloke, Ethan. I believe it's his young bloke. I'm pretty sure it is coming through the Roosters system. I think he's actually just signed with the Canberra Raiders. So keep an eye on him over the next year. Captain of the Year there, Isabel Kelly as well. And the Rookie of the Year, Jessie Southwell. My God, doesn't she look talented? That one highlight that we keep saying, I haven't watched a heap of it this year, to be honest with you. I haven't been able to watch as much NRLW as what I would have liked. But just watching that highlight, you can just tell she's got something special, Jessie Southwell. And I think Rookie of the Year this year, but I think there's a Dally M in her future. I have no doubt about it. But congratulations to McGregor from the Roosters. Another one that I really didn't get to see play too much, unfortunately. I'm really hoping that I can find a bit more time next year with a busy NRL schedule and everything to catch up on more of the NRLW. But congratulations to all the girls that took home awards there. Sensational. See, that's going to be another cracking grand final this weekend. Let's have a look at the men's team of the year, though. Fullback James Tedesco. I thought Dylan Edwards would get it. He absolutely blew Dylan Edwards out of the water. He beat Dylan Edwards by 10 Dally M points. That is incredible, James Tedesco. I underestimated him big time. The wingers, Alex Johnson on one wing. We got him. The other one was Suoliti. We mentioned him as a smoky, but I didn't think he'd get it simply because he missed out on the first month of football this year. He wasn't selected by the Sydney Roosters. So for him to come out and not only win the RLPA Winger of the Year voted by his peers, but then to do it on Dally M points, which can sometimes be a little bit dodgy. And it's not like he's got extra points from playing centre and fullback. He's done it all from the right wing for the Sydney Roosters. And my biggest worry also was Suoliti, that was at the back end of the season, Joey Manu was floating infield. So he lost his centre, so he got a lot less ball down that edge in the strike zone. But wow. What an achievement at 19 years old to be Dally M Winger of the Year with Alex Johnson, who scored 30 tries. Unbelievable stuff. The centres, we nailed that. Val Holmes and Joey Manu was never in doubt, those two. Joey Manu wasn't at the event. Val Holmes was sensational year by those two. The sixth jersey, I thought Dylan Brown might pip Cam Munster, but the money man, he got it done. Obviously buoyed by a number of games at fullback, but that's how this award works. So congratulations to the Mad Dog Cam Munster. I hear that we will probably have an announcement of where he will be next year in the next week or so. So very, very exciting. The halfback, the man of the moment, Nicho Hynes. We've already touched on him. A sensational effort to win Dally M halfback in his first season as a halfback at a new club in a new city. Unbelievable, just crazy. Not to mention, of course, not only winning the Dally M medal, but breaking the record for most Dally M points in a season. Nicho Hynes, what a superstar and what a champion bloke. He is everything that I would love to see represent rugby league. He is just a legend of a bloke. Let's get into the engine room, the forward pack. Joey Tapanay in the front row, an obvious pick here. The other one, Payne Haas. I did not see this coming. To be honest with you, this is probably the biggest surprise of the evening for me. I didn't even mention Payne Haas, I don't think. I thought James Fisher-Harris would have been the guy. But obviously, this is what happens with this Dally M medal. You can play one or two good games and explosive players, especially in the front row. They will tend to pick up points here and there. The hooker, Appy Curacao. I thought that Reece Robson would probably get the nod, but congratulations to Appy. He was one of the three that we highlighted that we said we thought could win it. Very, very happy to see Appy win it. I don't think he gets enough accolades for what he does. The back row, and a surprise here. We did mention it, though, in the preview earlier today. We said that Sean Lane and Isaiah Papali'i have probably been the two best second rowers this year for me, but the way that this Dally M system works, you can steal points away from each other and you can lose points off each other. So that's why I said that one of the two might make it, but there is a world where they could both miss, and Sean Lane and Isaiah Papali'i, they have both missed out. Jeremiah Nanai in his debut season, the Rookie of the Year and the back row of the year. Congratulations to him. And Viliami Kikau, we did mention that he was our smoky. In fact, we might have even selected him as our back rower. Who did I say? No, we didn't. We had him as a smoky. We had Nanai and then Lena Ipap. So congratulations to Viliami Kikau. I love the way that he just added another dimension to his game this year. I was so impressed with the ball playing he added to his game. The Penrith Panthers, they certainly are going to miss him next year. We move to lock forward of the year, Isaiah Yeo. And I'm not sure if I mentioned it before or not, but he also picked up the skipper of the year. I'm just having a look at my notes once again. Did we have him as a... Yeah, so we had captain of the year. We had... I would have gone for Chad Townsend or Taumalolo. I also had Gutho, Hunt and Murray in the mix. I just thought that Isaiah Yeo and Nathan Cleary, as much as, you know, they won the minor premiership and was sensational, I just thought because it was what they did last year, I sort of thought they'd move away from Isaiah Yeo. But I really don't have an issue with it, to be honest with you. I thought those other guys probably improved their team to a point.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
To a better point than what that team would have got to if they weren't the skipper, but Isaiah Yeo, he has led this team once again. He is one of the best leaders in rugby league, so I have no issue with that. I just thought they'd go in a slightly different direction. What a night. Nicho Hynes, incredible. I can't emphasize enough how impressed I am with how well James Tedesco went. Fucking unbelievable for him to score that many points is just insane. A great Dally M night. It was very well done. A couple of awkward sort of moments in the presenting and everything, but that's just rugby league. Unreal to see. Kempe was out there tonight on the red carpet, so very keen to hear how he went there. I'm sure we'll talk about it on Monday, a couple of yarns to tell and whatnot. I think he's got a few reels and videos coming out on Instagram over the next few days of having a bit of fun with the boys. But a sensational night. Congratulations to Nicho Hynes and McGregor from the Sydney Roosters in the NRLW. Unbelievable night for those two. Well-deserved. The 2022 Dally M Team of the Year. Tedesco, Johnson, Val Holmes, Joey Manu, Joseph Suoli'i, Cam Munster, Nicho Hynes, Joey Tapanay, Api Kurosawa, Payne Haas, Jeremiah Nanai, Viliami Kikau, and Isaiah Yeo, who was also the captain of the year, and Nicho Hynes, your Dally M medalist for 2022.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.